Imagination will often carry us to worlds that never were, but without it, we go nowhere. This is Dr. Herbert Albarelli, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Instant Inspiration. Imagination will often carry us to worlds that never were, but without it, we go nowhere, said our wonderful scientist Carl Sagan. Imagination. Many people say of Carl Sagan that he had too much imagination, that he let his wildest dreams wander far afield from reality. And now, as years go by since Mr. Sagan has moved into another dimension, science is finding out that all of the wonderful wild dreams that Carl Sagan presented to the world and did so beautifully are being revealed. They're coming out. They really are. And this is the wonderful thing for each of us. No matter what our wildest dream may be, no matter how our wildest dream may be, no matter how wild our wildest dream may be, it's true. And I say things many times to people here, and they argue with me about it, which means learning is done. But I say things to people here to tickle your fancy, to get your imagination going, to get your thinking going, and to think in areas that are obviously not so at the moment. But what do so many people like to say about California? It's going to fall into the ocean. And it will one day. One day, California will fall into the ocean with all of the tectonic plates moving around. But that one day will be maybe 3, 5, 10 million years from now. Is that reason for us to be concerned now?
No.
Hardly. But people are concerned. And people are concerned always about things that they have no contact with. They have it doesn't touch them in the slightest. It amazes me, too, that how we take our imagination, this wonderful gift that we have, and instead of applying it to something that's beneficial for us, something that's exciting, something that's wonderful, we use it to think of problems. Now, what if? What if an earthquake happened? What would we do? What if the flood came? What would we do? What if a hurricane came? What if the tornado came or some other lovely thing like that? What would we do? Well, you're preparing for it, aren't you? You have your thoughts. You have your ideas. You have your imagination going on it. Lickety-split. And little by little, you experience those things. Now, Switzerland is a very interesting country. And we talk about it from time to time in derisive, derisive words. But we're not really meant to say that, but listen. Today in Switzerland, the temperature is 97. Here on Campo, it's 102. Now, Switzerland never had temperatures that high in virtually all its history, except maybe some freak experience. But basically, the temperatures in Switzerland have been very modest. Oh, they're cold in winter, but not super cold. And they're warm in summer, but not super warm. But why are they having these strange weather conditions? Well, Switzerland has a bunch of people living there who have big noses. And they stick their noses in the weather around the world. And they're looking at the weather around the world. Ha ha, look at how hot it is there. Ha ha, look at how cold it is there. And lo and behold, it comes back to haunt them. If they would look at their own country and say, we have the best weather in the world. We have the most desirable weather in the world. We have the most beautiful country in the world. In every area, we have all seasons, but none of them are torturous seasons. They're all good seasons. Switzerland is the ideal nation in the world. Its government is ideal. Its people are ideal. Its politics are ideal. Its ethics are ideal. But Herb, you said one time that Switzerland was kind of this and that.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Did you believe it?
Then you deserve it. If you believe it, you deserve it. Now, I'm going to shake your boat as much as I can, so you will unshake it. So you will settle down and come to your own conclusions. Now, what's your imagination telling you about Switzerland? Do you think Switzerland is dumb, dumb, dumb? No. You think Switzerland is neat, neat, neat. Now, why do these silly people live in Switzerland? Because they think it's neat, 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 don't they? And why do you live in California?
Because you think it's neat, neat, neat.
Yeah, California is neat, neat, neat. And everywhere where we live is neat, neat, neat. Now, as I talked to Marla Stalder in Switzerland, she was telling me about the heat. And it's unseasonal, and it's this, and it's that. And I said, Marla, you know, isn't it interesting that you weren't prepared with an air conditioner? Oh, I don't want an air conditioner. An air conditioner is not my choice. And I said, cool. A lot of people don't like air conditioners. A lot of people would rather be have a fan, you know, but no air conditioner. And I told her, I said, your thought about the air conditioner is all in your mind, where you think that the air conditioner takes the benefits out of the air. You know, and she says, that may be, but it sure is in my mind. And so therefore she's living it. Now, we live it too. We have interesting ideas that limit us, that we have in our mind, and we fight for our limitation. We argue for our limitation, and we make them ours. Now, I have walked through fires when I was a photographer for newspapers, and I wanted to get good pictures. Well, I didn't have the fireman's, you know, gas mask and smoke mask and things like that. So I just took my handkerchief and I put it over my mouth, if I did it at all. But most of the time, I just went in and breathed little. And I did my thing, took my pictures, and I came out, and then I got far enough away from the smoke and all these things, then I breathed deep. And I had no problem at all. You say, well, you can't do that. It doesn't work that way. If it worked like that, the firemen would know about it. Sure, they know, but they're told to wear their smoke masks. They're told to protect themselves. They're told that things can happen. They're told they're filled with all this garbage, and so naturally it happens. But it's a fact that these things happen. You can't just say that they don't happen because you don't want them to happen. Oh, really? Is it a fact? Why didn't it get me? I went into not only one fire, but many of them. I was taking pictures in Wyalusing State Park, I told you, in Prairie du Chien, and the logs were falling all around me. Oh, I got beautiful pictures. And I sent them into the wire services, and they all said, wow, that's great, you know. How far away were you from the fire? Did you have your telephoto lens on? No, I didn't have a telephoto lens. I just used my little Rolex, and I took all these beautiful pictures, and it was great. But you see, when you believe in yourself, when you are so interested in what you're doing, you don't even realize that there's what's called danger around you. And you do not give danger the right to be dangerous for you. You're in charge. You just take charge, and you live that wonderful way. Now, you say, oh, yeah, sure, mm-hmm. We can all do that. No, you can't all do that. I'm the only one who can do it. Because I'm the only one who is so stupid as to put that thought in my mind and believe it. Now, are you able to put that thought in your mind and believe it after you've been told by the fire department, by all these other organizations, that it doesn't work that way? You know? You know, there's so many things that go on in our world that are illuminating and and really delightful. And one of them, I wasn't going to mention, but I'll mention it anyhow. One of them is a guru, a woman, who was driving through Israel, and she had a number of her students with her. And all of a sudden, she was in the middle of the, not all of a sudden, she was in the middle of the desert. And her car ran out of gas. And there was, it shouldn't have, you know, but it ran out of gas. She had filled the tank. So she told her students who were with her to go back and urinate into the gas tank. And they did, and then she drove out of the desert. Now, that's totally impossible, totally illogical. It doesn't work that way, but that's what she believed, and that's what was done, and that's what happened. Now, dear old Gregor, he tells us about a lady in New Zealand that her husband or somebody like that had taken the spark plugs out of her car. And he'd taken these spark plugs because he wanted to clean them and make it nice for her. Well, she didn't know that. So she got in her car and drove it. And drove to town and came back with no spark plugs. And Greg said, I know. The spark plugs were laying right on the bench. And when she came back, they were still laying on the bench. And her husband said to her, what did you do? And she says, why? I went to town. I had some grocery shopping to do. But the car had no spark plugs in it. I expected the car to run, and it ran. Now, I mean, that is idiotic. That is stupid. That is beyond imagination. But those are things that happen. Now, many, many more things like that happen, but we don't know about it because we don't realize that it happened. We don't realize the car didn't have spark plugs in it. We don't realize that something is amiss and it cannot function. But it does. It does. And like the lady who lifts the car off her child, and she's just a normal woman without a lot of weightlifting experience, if any, and the child was under the car, and she had to move that car and get it off the child so the child would not be hurt more. And she lifted it, pulled him out, set the car down, did not feel any strain, did not feel any tension, any problem. Her mind was totally on her child, helping her child, taking care of her child. Now, you see, these are things. Imagination will carry us to the worlds that never were. But without it, we go nowhere. Dream your wildest dream. Imagine what you'd like to see happening in your world. Just imagine it. Now, I tell people, please don't treat for abundance. Don't treat for money. Just treat, I have all the things that I enjoy, and I enjoy them. And I'm not concerned how they're paid for. I love a big house with a swimming pool and servants and all that stuff. You're a servant yourself. What are you talking about? You love a big house. I do. And then, next thing you know, she inherits it with enough money to maintain it. You know? Who would have ever thought in their wildest imagination that that would happen? Now you say, well, that's something I can conceive. I can conceive of that happening. But conceive it for yourself. Conceive it for yourself. He's free and clear of all charges. But the years go by. See it for yourself. See it for yourself. It's done, and forget it, and go on with other parts of your life. But if you're going to be thinking about it all the time, then the negative comes up and says, you cannot have that mansion. You cannot have that freedom. You cannot have those things, you see? But once you put the cause in motion, then you let it alone and you go on with other things. And miracles take place in your life. But you say we're supposed to speak our word, I like me, I like me, I like me, 100 million times a day. Yeah, you're changing your thoughts about it. Do you say it 100 million times a day? No way. Do you? No way. And you're telling me that you're so good, you do it. Now, do you believe every time you think about it that you are a wonderful person? That's the test. That's the test. If you think every time you think about it that you are a super being, a wonderful being, then you are. Then you've said it 100 million times a day. Because it is yours. You've made it yours. You live it. You believe it. You act like you are. So you see, the concept of 100 million times a day is the concept that you actually believe what you're saying about yourself. Mm-hmm. And it's not a matter of believing. No. You live in that awareness. And when you live in that awareness, wow, are you great. Imagination will often carry us to the worlds that never were, but without it, we go nowhere. So turn on your imagination and let the miracles of magic take place in your life, for you deserve it, for you're my creation. I love you, I love you, I love you.